Tom Cerruteri now joining us outside the Beaver Bench. Tom, congratulations. What a hard-working win for you guys tonight.
It was a good win right there. And, again, it was kind of a sloppy game, and it was good to see the guys find offense and win the third period. Just, I think those are some good positives.
When you're working as hard as what Nate Arntz and Brendan Harms did on those two goals at the end of the second period, your freshmen get a pretty good idea quickly as to what it takes to compete in this league, don't they?
Absolutely. And, those guys have been warriors so far this year over the course of the first five. So that was a huge goal. Who's kidding who? It was a huge goal.
6 seconds left in any period just deflates your opponent.
Well, it does. And, then it's critical you win those five minute increments over the course of the last period right there, guys, we won that. And again, I don't, win or tie, it doesn't matter, each 5 minutes, but we did a good job, I thought, of managing the clock, and we found some offense in the third as well.
Yeah, an offense, two goals from Charlie O'Connor in that fourth line. Those three guys have really solidified their role on this team, haven't they?
Big time. And you notice I tried to have them out against Morley as much as I could, and I want those guys to take ownership in that and embrace the challenge of taking on the opponent's top line, and mostly at home. And again, if they chip in offense, that's great. We just want to hold them to a goose egg, and they did that.
Matt Prepovesta scored. You guys always want to score first. That's back-to-back games where he has taken advantage and seen the rink and gone someplace where the defense isn't. Just so happens he's been below the faceoff dots twice, but that was a heck of a play there by Prep getting the goalie to move.
You know what, Schultz? It was like you take a look, you break down that whole play, and I'll overanalyze it for you guys, but it was a chip out on Fairbanks' part. They were dog tired. They tried to get a line change, bad line change in the neutral zone. Rendy as fast as he possibly could, and that's what you want to do. You want to go weak side of the rink on a quick counter, which we did as quick as he possibly could. And Harmsey was just, we want our guy to go to the blue line marker, and we got on side. We got to our spots fast, and again, their gap was off. The guys who were on the ice for Fairbanks, A, their gap was off, and B, they didn't have good numbers. So Harmsey just obviously brought the puck to the middle because he had that space, and they just did a little exchange with Prap, and it was a heck of a play. So, but Rendy, I thought Rendy's, that's a great second assist is all I'm getting at.
Nate Arntz was a plus +5 tonight. Sam Rendle was a plus +4.
Well, that helps you. That helps your plus minus for a few more games, hopefully. You know what I mean? But that's good for those guys.
Obviously, we talked in the pregame show that you were okay with how you guys were playing on the penalty kill. It's just Minnesota scored some goals, but you held them to 0-for-7 in a pretty extended, and granted, they took a penalty too, but that five-minute major, they didn't really have a shot on goal, I don't think, on the power play until then.
Well, at that particular time, too, you look at the score, you got a little, there's a little juice in you because you can sit there and say there's a five-minute major, but then when you kill out the first minute and a half or so, and then obviously, again, the feel on the bench gets a little, it gets obviously a little tighter right there because, you're playing with the clock then. You're playing against the clock at that particular time, and then obviously we were fortunate enough to, no question, to get a, for them to get a penalty so we could go 4-on-4 for 2 minutes and kill 2 more minutes off the clock.
No better way to start the league than with a W, right?
Absolutely, Schultze.
See you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right.
Tom Cerruteri joining us outside the Beaver locker room. Bemidji State, a 6-1 winner tonight.